Blog Talk Radio.
Great Friday, and welcome to the show. This is Your Health is Your Wealth. My name is Kimberly Silas. Today is January 5th of 2018, and today we're going to dig into the topic of making it a habit to form healthy habits. Yes, indeed. Before we get started, I want to open with a brief meditation that states, I choose to be still. That still small voice is the voice of spirit. It broadcasts wisdom 24/7. As you go about your day, it is important to tune in regularly. Tune in and rest in the silent space within. You will discover that your inner ear and mind are reprogrammed for greatness. You will create a sense of spaciousness within yourself. You will have more room in your heart and mind to receive life deeply. Be still and know that I am is your identity. In the stillness, my heart and mind are calm. Everything I set my mind to today is guaranteed to be a success. I receive clear insight on how to move through what I once perceived to be a challenge. I feel a sense of oneness with my true self. My every action is inspired by that still small voice within. Thank you, faith in me, through me, as me, around me, and through the Christ within, and so it is. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. St. Matthew 5:8. And I just want to welcome everyone to the show today. Today is the 5th of January, 2018. And we are in the first week, the first 5 days following that annual New Year's resolution that we set at midnight on December 31st. And I'm asking, are you still as enthusiastic about your commitment to change as you were on that date at that time? Today, we want to encourage and strongly suggest that not only do you set a goal to prepare yourself for better habits, but to also acquire an accountability partner. Whatever that goal may be, I am confident that you can do it, and our goal is to get healthy together. I want to tell you a quick story. Everybody knows that my background is significant weight loss, and that's what I focus on all year long is eating right, exercising, plenty of diet and hydration, and just being the best me possible. I verbally stated somewhere around October that I would not gain any weight during the holiday season. I'm just not going to do it. I was successful in 2016, so 2017 I was going to be just as victorious. I had a doctor's appointment the end of December, and I got on the scale and was mortified to find that I had, in fact, gained weight during the holidays, exactly what I said I wouldn't do. So my commitment I made during December that I wasn't going to wait, because I've learned that there's no magical timeline in moving into a new year other than the consciousness that you hold right now. So I made that conscious decision before the new year started that it's okay when you slip up and make mistakes. All you have to do is start anew. And that's where I'm at with this thing. I'm very excited. The new year always brings a new level of enthusiasm, new levels of commitment. So today I have on the line with me as my co-host, Mama Mary Williams. Mama Williams, hello and welcome.
Mama said, she said she had to step away for a brief moment, Kim, but Dr. Dunlap is here.
Dr. Dunlap is here. Well, thank you, Dr. Dunlap, for stepping in so expeditiously. Absolutely. Thank you so much. I'm very excited about the new year. I don't think there's anything we can do to mask or change that. The new year always brings about new opportunities, new ideas, and a new commitment to self. And I've learned that the consciousness is so vitally important that it moves us into every arena and every opportunity. It's the way that we our consciousness is aligned. So I'm so grateful that I'm confident in knowing that this is something that I don't have to tackle alone, and that I set healthy goals, I have the ability to follow through with them. So that's what we're talking about today. How's your new year been so far, Dr. Dunlap?
It has been well. We are forming some new habits, if you will, here at PRF, and that's mm-hmm. what we have to do. We have to do things that's going to get us to the next level, but we can't get to that next level if we don't have some consistency. So I'm looking forward to the show.
Yeah, consistency is like the foundation of everything that we do. I know I had a lot of notes lined out about the discipline that it takes to get started and what are your goals. And I think the very first one you have to identify, most especially when it comes to your health being your wealth, what is your goal? Some people may have the agenda to lose weight on their list. Some people may be looking to lose weight, gain weight, strengthen their muscles, all of the above. Health isn't necessarily about losing weight. So I want people to recognize that whatever your goal is, it doesn't have to be the same as the next person, but we are strongly encouraging setting a goal, creating a goal, whether it's something that you want to lose 30 pounds, make sure that it's within a reasonable specified period of time. To say you want to lose 30 pounds in the first 30 days may not be necessarily a realistic goal. So set yourself out for an extended period of time. Let's format this in a way that it will help us throughout the entire year. I know that when I tell people I've lost 160 pounds, they immediately say, how long did it take? Well, to be honest with you, it took a year and a half, a little more than a year and a half. And this is a journey that I'll be on for the rest of my life, because losing it wasn't the problem. The issue with me was developing a healthy mindset to know, number one, that I deserved it, and number two, that it's attainable. It's something that I can do for the rest of my life. And in that, I had to be specific. You know, I don't know that I'll ever be a professional marathon runner or a gym rat, but I can find activities that keep me healthy and keep me active. And so that's where I would like to start at. You know, people learning to appreciate and honor yourself exactly where you are, no matter what the challenge is in front of you. I heard someone say on yesterday, how do you eat an elephant? We've all heard that phrase, you eat an elephant one bite at a time, but how quickly are you trying to eat the elephant? I recommend not rushing it. Mm-hmm. Being consistent, as you said, Dr. Dunlap, is a key success in so many areas, but not necessarily having to do it all at once. Just being consistent is paramount for success. So, great. I think we've got Mother Williams back on the line.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Back.
Thank you. Thank you.
And how is New Year's going these first 5 days?
Well, I'm recovering and from my bronchitis. And I'm just thankful that it did not go into pneumonia, and I'm just thankful to God for that.
Excellent. Well, you sound phenomenal.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
And I like what you said about honoring yourself where you are.
Yeah.
I like that.
You have to. I'm looking at advertisements and diet logos, and you know they have these super thin, muscular, very firm models. And when you compare that to where you are, it's like I'll never get there, even after you've made a significant amount of success. So if you're comparing yourself on a idealistic image, you're never going to be satisfied. Learning to appreciate myself for where I was at and the accomplishments that I make on a daily basis. Now, since I made that announcement in December, I am down 4 pounds, and that's a reason to celebrate. You know, that's
congratulations.
Great.
Yes,
I could have been sitting on that woe is me. I could have waited till December 31st. You know, it just made it so it instilled in me a higher level of conviction to want to do what I know is right. Today I was speaking with Dr. Dunlap, and he was like, "Kimberly, what are you doing?" And I was multitasking because I always prepare my meals in advance. I really do. I kind of have a mind's eye of what my lunches look like, what my dinners look like. And for a week's time, I may eat variations of the same food, but preparation is key as far as your diet regimen is concerned, because you don't want to be subject to grab and go items that are not healthy and that don't nurture you 100%. So I am really excited about that. You know, I was thinking about the statistics show that it takes 21 to 30 days to form a healthy habit. However, it takes 72 hours to abandon that commitment once the eagerness and enthusiasm wears off. And I said, oh my goodness. And I can identify with that, because how many times have we started walking, we started a new hobby, we've gone to the gym, and those first couple of days, you know, you're geared up and you're like, yeah, I can do this. And then you sizzle out, you kind of phase out, and you can't figure out, for the life of you, where did my enthusiasm go? I don't know if you consider that the psychological side of it, you know, what we think internally. But when I read that and it says 72 hours, that's as quick as it comes and goes. And literally, that's as quick as it comes and goes. The article was published by a health and wellness found at the United States Department on Health and Wellness. And it says that within the first week of January, people have abandoned their New Year's resolution. They don't know necessarily that they're abandoning it. They seemingly recreate another form of it. And then each form starts to dwindle. And by the end of the month, their resolution is kaput. So I said, that's very, very interesting. Those 72 hours are crucial. And again, I was speaking with Dr. Dunlap, the accountability partner is crucial. Someone that is not going to allow you to sizzle out so quickly, not only do they encourage you, but you encourage them as well. I know for me, I'm a writer. I love to write. So I'm very specific. I'll write down a goal and I'll try to determine what it is in that goal that I want to accomplish. Let's say I want to lose 30 pounds. So for the first month, January, my goal is only 5. Now, if I lose 10 or 15, then that's icing on the cake. But be realistic and be specific. My goal is only 5. So I know that at the end of December, I lost 4. I'm going to up it 1, and for January, my goal is to lose 5 pounds. Now, of course, I want to lose more than that, but if the 5 is all I accomplish, then I've reached my goal. It deserves reward, and it allows you to make steps for progress and change. I know, Mom, you said you were suffering with bronchitis, and you're doing so significant. You're doing so well right now.
Well, yes, I am, and I had to go outside, and this is really, really cold out there. A couple of days later to take care, I still had to go out and get some medicine. And when I came back in, I was aching all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt like it, you know, the symptoms was coming back. But I, you know, the doctors, I was taking the doctor's medication. But I also remember how when I was staying with my grandmother, her homemade remedies was that chicken noodle soup, you know,
mm-hmm.
and a hot lemon tea, everything hot, lots of fluids. And then I started feeling better.
Absolutely. I think you touched on something right there, and that's why I am so adamant about the preparation of my foods. I am a avid believer that food can be healing. It is healing. It is therapeutic. It is medicinal. And I love to cook. Now, I'm not the world's greatest chef. I am not. But I find a lot of enjoyment and success in preparing my foods. Fluids are critical. I have a healthy habit countdown list, and the very first one on the list is hydration. Hydration is critical. I can identify with what you're feeling, not necessarily the bronchitis, but Atlanta has been hit with some substantially cold weather, uncustomarily cold weather. And I had this, every time I would go into the cold, my left ear would just start throbbing uncontrollably, and I was miserable, and I felt so poorly. And that chicken soup is one of the things that I decided that I was going to do to make myself feel better. I wasn't in the mood for a very heavy meal, but fresh vegetables, nice broth, the heat of it, you know, the smooth texture of it, and plenty of water. And I, too, began feeling substantially better. So I can identify with that chicken soup remedy. I don't know whether it's psychological or medicinal, but foods can be healing. And the hydration piece is critical. It's absolutely critical.
Is.
You know, I was saying be specific about the goals that you want to set. One of the things that I find helps me is to write down your goals. We want to talk about ways that we can move throughout the year and to start accomplishing some of the goals that we have set. Now, we've already determined that it takes 21 to 30 days to accomplish a healthy habit. That's what we're focusing on today. Let's start on a healthy habit that will last us throughout the year. So, what we want to do, I'm just going to throw out there, not necessarily weight loss, but weight maintenance and improving strength. So that is where I am in my regimen. Of course, I want to constantly keep the weight down, but I want my body to be a vessel that exudes wellness. So what I am determined to do is drink water. I've learned to drink water. But I have phases where I'm off and on, and I'll have to remind myself, am I getting enough hydration in the body? So on my list where I'm writing down the steps and being specific, I have water. Now, different body types require different levels of water. Me, myself, I do at least 2 32-ounce bottles a day, which is 64 ounces of water. Now, some people, depending on medical conditions, won't do as much, or maybe if it's during the warmer periods of the year, they do a little bit more. But I do 2 large 32-ounce bottles of water, and if I get in more, I will. If not, then I don't. But what I have found that the water does is it helps with mental clarity. It helps with the the metabolism within the body. The digestive system works amazingly when you are constantly incorporating water in your diet. And secondly, I prepare my meals. Now, do I eat out? Absolutely. I love to go out to fine dining environment and just sit down and treat myself. But what you want to do is make it a habit that, let's say, 30 days, 20 of those days you have an established dietary regimen. You know in advance what you're going to eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that helps out a lot. It helps because you're not scrambling, number one, to pick up fast food or to grab something out of a vending machine. And I'll give you a little insight on fast foods and pre-processed foods. They contain a lot of sodium, and sodium cranks up triggers in the body that requires additional amounts of sodium. Also with fast foods, what happens is they're designed for consumption. They want you to eat this up and be hungry in an hour so you'll do it again. They make money on selling fast food. So if you can refrain from eating so much fast food, you'll find that your body doesn't require as much as you think you do.
Yes.
Portion control is critical. I use not the standard size plate, but if I do, I'll make sure that half of it is visible to the eye, meaning that one portion is going to be my protein, the other half is going to be my vegetable intake. I don't always do a lot of bread, but if bread is something that you like, you need to make sure that you remember you're gonna have a hand-sized portion of protein, vegetable, and then your bread. If you incorporate bread of any sort into your meal, then you need to cut back on your protein. I would recommend cutting back on the protein to incorporate that heavier level of carb. That's just a little trick that I use, and it works. Again, in order for the body to go into starvation mode, you'd have to have gone a significant amount of time without diet or hydration, without substance or hydration, before the body starts feeding off of itself. So a lot of times when we're trying to lose weight, we really want the body to start reversing that consumption mode. You want the metabolism to start burning the food as fuel. And when you're feeling a little hungry, I want to encourage you that it is okay to be a little uncomfortable. Remember, we're developing healthy habits. And a lot of times when you lose that enthusiasm is because you're saying, oh, I am so sick of being hungry. You know, I'm sick of being hungry and this isn't working and I can't live like this. What you need to remember early on in setting anything new, most especially a regimen of health and wellness, changing your eating habits is going to be very foreign to the body. It's going to feel extremely uncomfortable. So I want to challenge you. That's what we're working on this next 2 weeks. I want to challenge you to find ways to combat your uncomfortability. Don't be afraid to feel a little disconnected. Yes, you're going to feel a little something. You may even feel, you know how your stomach may roar and you feel
yeah.
as though everything in you is moving. What your body is doing is saying, okay, I'm going to accept this as a new norm, but I have to realign myself. So when you start feeling that roar, I strongly recommend hydration. Drink water. And another trick that I want everyone to know, and we'll go into all these little tidbits throughout the season or throughout this year. Mama, you said 2018, we're making this the most amazing year of our life. I am with you 100%. But the body is so used to consuming warm food. We heat our food. We eat a lot of warm food. So if you're feeling uncomfortable and you just have to have some food right now, if you were to drink warm water. The brain does not know the difference that you have not consumed a meal. Now, physically, in reality, you know that this is water, but it takes a minute for the brain to catch on. So I said that to say you're going to have to start making regimented an agenda so that you're not always succumbing to what you think you want, craving the sugars, craving the salt, wanting something crunchy, got to have a hamburger or a piece of chicken right now. Trust me, you can do this. Just stand by the body. And that moves me into the accountability partner. I want to challenge everyone on the call today to reach out to a family member or a friend and tell them, I am looking to gain weight. I am looking to lose weight. I want to start walking a mile between now and March. I want to have strengthened myself to walk from A to Z. I want to do this. It is vitally important for the betterment of my temple. Will you be my accountability partner? See if you can find someone that will match you. Now, if you're physically unable to do specific exercises, we understand that, and we're not trying to push you past your limit. But again, you're going to go back to your first three bullet points. Create a goal. Be specific in that goal. In your specifics, I need you to be realistic. You're not going to lose 30 pounds your first time out in your first 30 to 28 days. So be specific, be realistic, and list the steps that you want to take to get there. And on that step, I would strongly encourage for you to get an accountability partner. An accountability partner is critical. This can be a family member. It can be a friend. It can be an industry professional. It can be anyone that you feel will definitely hold you accountable, and vice versa. And for me, it's just a friend. We always start this every year together. When we have free time, we walk together. Our work schedules are so conflicting that we're not always able to get in the gym or make it to the park together, but we check in regularly at least 3 to 4 times a week. What have you done? And have you made any progress? And even when you haven't made progress, it's somebody that you can identify with that said, hey, I had a really off week and didn't accomplish everything I wanted to accomplish. And because that person knows you, they'll be able to say, well, where do you think it went wrong? What could you have done differently? So this is a very exciting time, Mama Williams. Dr. Dunlap, yes. I am so excited for the PRF ministry and your Health is Your Wealth platform. We just want to meet regularly and just express to people that it's time for us to start honoring the body as a temple. We are empowered to be the best that we can be. And I just want to, I'm excited about my journey. You know, every year I'm able to celebrate some milestones and the success that I've made. But I'm at a season now where I want to take it into overdrive. You know, I just want to take it full force. I'm not a big exercise person. I love to walk. And I love to climb Stone Mountain. So that's what I do. You guys, before the end of the show, I want to encourage everyone on every Thursday night at 8 o'clock, our PRF table meet at 8 o'clock, and that you can reach it here at the Blog Talk Station at 347-215-7934. And you can also go into blogtalkradio.com/PRF table. There you will meet Dr. Dunlap and all of our ministry team and friends, and we just get so much incredible information. And we're looking forward to a year of progression, provision, and we know it starts with accountability. So we just want to hold ourselves accountable to be present and to be active. And if you're interested in furthering in detailed conversation about techniques and methods that you can use to keep your weight balanced, please feel free to reach out to me at Kimberly Silas on Facebook.com. And you can also reach us at the email address of admin@prfministry.org. PrimInstry.org. That's PrimInstry.org. So thank you so very much. And Dr. Dunlap, thanks for making it back to the show.
Amen. Yes. Glad to be here. Wonderful, wonderful show.
Yes.
Well, thank you. So everybody has to have an accountability partner by the time we meet on the third Friday, which is January the 19th at 2 p.m., and bring your accountability partner to the show. Excellent. Thanks so much for tuning in with us today. It's been an awesome and amazing day, and happy, happy 2018. Blessings.